Buckle up. The race to succeed Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell appears to be a rough and tumble ride for sure. Gloves are already off for Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Ken Cuccinelli 3 months before Election Day and before many Virginia voters have even warmed up to the race. Joining us live now is Virginia's Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling. Governor, it's not unusual for campaigns to get kind of nasty, but this one seems to have gotten very nasty very quickly.
Yeah, I think it's exceeded all of our worst expectations. As a matter of fact, if there's a single word that you could use to describe this campaign, it would simply be disgusting. It's rapidly become a race to the bottom where each candidate is, you know, trying to define their opponent in terms of the least common denominator, as opposed to trying to define themselves in the terms of a higher common denominator. And as you pointed out in the lead-in, it's only August, and I just can't imagine anywhere that this campaign goes from here except down, and that's not good news for the people of Virginia.
So let me put it to you. Given an environment like this, do you have an interest in getting in as an independent?
Well, as you know, I looked at that when I suspended my campaign for the Republican nomination for governor after the State Central Committee here in Virginia moved away from a primary campaign into a convention, which really favored Mr. Cuccinelli. I seriously looked at the possibility of an independent campaign, but I just decided that was too much of an uphill battle. Now, I will tell you, if I had known then what I know now, I may have given that some additional consideration, because I think the way this campaign's going, they're going to be a lot of unhappy voters who are either not going to vote, which is unfortunate, or they're going to be looking for somebody else to vote for. And, you know, unfortunately, right now, one of these two guys is going to be the next governor of Virginia. Mm-hmm. And my hope is that at some point here in the next 2.5 months, one of them simply steps above the fray and tries to elevate the discussion and put it on the big important issues that are facing Virginia today. Because right now, it's pretty much just millions of dollars being spent on name-calling and
right.
Mudslinging, and that's really not what the people of Virginia want or deserve.
Is that a yes or a no?
Well, no, it's too late. It's too, you know, the deadline for getting into the race as an independent candidate passed in June, so it's too late to get into the campaign as an independent candidate. So, you know, one of these two guys is going to be governor, and you know, I know a lot of folks are, you know, maybe not excited by those choices, but those are the choices that the two major political parties have brought us.
You regret your decision now not to get in the race?
Oh, there's a lot that I regret about what's happened over the course of the past 18 months in the Republican Party in Virginia. But I try not to engage in hindsight. You know, hindsight's always 20/20. I think I made the right decision given the facts that were available to us at the time and the challenges that an independent candidate faces. What I regret most, though, is I do think I could have brought something to the race. I think I could have elevated the public discourse, maybe given people a choice. But, you know, the truth is independent campaigns are just very, very hard. You don't have the resources that major political party candidates have. It's just a very, very difficult thing to do. So, you know, could we have done it? You know, maybe, given the direction of this campaign. But I think we made the right decision, given the circumstances at the time.
All right. Listen, we thank you very much for your analysis and candor this morning. Appreciate you being with us.
All right, guys. See you soon.
Okay. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling.
It's 8:44.
The Cybersecurity Report is brought to you by University of Maryland University College.